Today is Wednesday of Holy Week, the 16th of April. The University of Johannesburg choir sing the Kyrie, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy. These imploring words, which have been sung for centuries, are a reminder of the inexhaustible mercy of God, of God's unfailing compassion and forgiveness. As I listen, I might think for a moment about my need for that forgiveness, and the need for me to show that same forgiveness to others. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed, and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so."
This is one of the most terrible moments in the Passion narrative. We can't begin to fathom Judas' motives here. What is your reaction in the face of such a betrayal? How does it speak to your own experience? The other disciples are sorrowful. Is that for themselves? For Jesus? For the betrayer? What are your thoughts about failure and forgiveness at this moment? It's hard to hear this reading again, but as you listen, be attentive to what God is saying to you within it. How does God see this scene?
Then one of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I betray him to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he began to look for an opportunity to betray him. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, "Where do you want us to make the preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed, and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so."
The disciples questioned Jesus in a way that shows that each one knew he was capable of falling. How do you want to speak to Jesus at this moment? Whether your words are of comfort or of question, take time to express what is in your heart. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Amen.